Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I personally love eating fish. I think we're a nation of fish lovers, but Irish fishermen are now under so much pressure, their plight has made the New York Times. Corkman Patrick Murphy was one of the fishermen interviewed by the paper, and he joins me now from beautiful Castletown Bear this morning. Good morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning, Gareth. Nice to talk to you.
Great
nice
to talk to the
listeners.
Likewise, I'd say it's a beautiful day this morning, is it?
Fantastic. Sun splitting the stones, as they say.
Yeah. Will you be going out over the weekend, or are you going to enjoy the weather?
Oh, I'm working over the weekend. Oh, right. I'm actually involved in aquaculture with my son, so we'll be harvesting mussels, organic mussels. So we're steeped in the maritime. We come from an island, Hare Island, off the coastline as well. So it's in our blood, salt.
Yeah, absolutely. How bad are things at this stage, Patrick?
It's really terrible, to be honest with you. Look, and we've been predicting this for years, and we never foreseen the damage that Brexit would do to us. We lost 25% of the fish we were catching, Garrett, our entire nation. 25%, one quarter of our fish was taken away from us and given to the UK. And Europe has admitted that this was an unfair burden on our state. And we put together a task force under Minister McConlogue, and we had three areas that we wanted addressing. One was to see if we could get our fish back. Two was a balancing of the burden. And three, the last resort of all, was to decommission boats. And we had two flotillas of boats up in Cork and Dublin. And on every sign from every fisherman was, give us our fish, don't give us money. We just want to catch our fish and earn our living like generations of us before. And unfortunately, as is stated in that paper, which showed boats that were fishing for 30 or 40 years, sustaining families and being a second or third boat, has been taken to the scrapyard now and turned into scrap metal.
And that's what decommissioning a boat means, isn't that right?
Yeah, and it's worse than that, Garrett, just to let people know, if they say, well, this is only, you know, to do with fishermen, and sure, you know, we have a bad rip as it is, which is unwarranted as far as I'm concerned, is the fact that this is being taken away from future generations. This is no longer a loss just to the fishermen of today. Once these boats and the licenses and everything that goes with them is decommissioned, it's gone for every future generation. So our fleet will remain at what it is. So when I started in fishing first in 1988, there was 20 to 30 boats out of Baltimore, my local port, when I was an inshore fisherman. And that's down to four or five now. So Skull, the same thing. There was 200 people working in a factory on the pier in Skull. That's a chip shop now, you know. So, like, we're decimating. We're losing part of our heritage. We're losing our indigenous people around the coastline. And I'm not just saying this. This is a reality. So when people go down to places like Baltimore and they say, where are the fishing boats gone? They're gone, and they're not going to be returning. And we're in danger now of this being even continued. So there's 40 boats up for the scrapyard out of 180. You know, like, it is devastation to our industry, because when you lose a critical mass, as everybody knows, of an industry, you lose the services around that. It then impacts the population of the coastal communities, which affects the schools, the Garda stations, the nurses, the doctors. You know, it has a ripple effect right through the community. But for the Irish people, well, as you said, who like to eat fish, I could foresee that we'll see a time where we'll be buying the fish from foreign boats that catch it in our waters, and we won't have an Irish person catching Irish fish. It'll be taken away from us, and it won't be given back.
And as those boats are in our waters.
Yeah. So, like, you'd see me on social media trying to highlight this of boats that are replacing our boats now. So once our boats leave the water, that leaves room for other boats to come in. So other boats from Europe are coming in now, taking the places of the Irish boats. As I said, I've put it up on social media because I'm so frustrated with this. I'm so frustrated with the current way that the law is being perceived, and European law, right, which I believe is totally and utterly incorrect. I'm putting myself forward as a candidate for the next European elections. That's how strong I feel about this. And Gareth, just to explain my own background, I'm fishing all my life. I've always earned my own money. So I've a job now in the South and West, and it's a good job. And I have an industry behind me with my son, and we have a small farm as well. I don't need to go to Europe. People say, you're going there now for the gravy train. I don't. I have a great life at the moment, and that'll be destroyed if I do go to Europe. But I feel I've no choice. We have to. They're not listening to what we're saying. And we meet with the European Commission. We meet with the parliamentarians outside there, and they just won't listen. We looked for a review of the common fishery policy, and it didn't happen. And they're legally obliged to do it. So we have conversations where, Ireland is legally obliged to sign up to reducing its carbon emissions, and Europe insists on this. But they don't do the same for our fishing industry. And I think they should be held to task for that.
Can you just put it in comparison for me? When you think, Patrick, the boats that you're operating off, and it's fair to say that when you lose a boat, it's almost like losing your home. Just to let people know that's how serious it is.
It is. And that is true. Because, Garrett, if you come down to the piers now, you see, what's changed in fishing in the last number of years since I've been at it is fishermen have to stay at sea longer. They put in freezers into their boats to keep the fish on board longer so they could stay out there. So they reduce their carbon footprint by not steaming in and out to land the fish.
Yeah.
So they get better at their job. But that means you spend more time on the sea. So, and even when you come home, it's not a case you turn off the key and you walk away. There's maintenance to do on the boat. So you're literally genuinely living on your boat for maybe 3 weeks of the month at a minimum, you know.
Yeah.
And the only time you see shore is bad weather, but you can't go away from the boat because you have to keep an eye on it and monitor it and make sure that it's all right. And it might have to be moved for other boats that come in into the harbour and stuff like that. So you can never actually walk away from it. And it's a real tough life. And what we're finding is the biggest threat now on top of the decommissioning, Garrett, is there's no young people coming into the industry. We again, you'd hear this in conversations on the radio with the farming community, that there's no young people coming into the industry. We see that right across the state and apprenticeships and everything else. And people are leaving our country. Like, we have young people being educated inside in college, and they're saying, look, there's no future for us in this country.
Yeah.
The system is broken. And fishing, as I said 5 years ago, was the litmus test of that. We have the richest waters in Europe. We have the best fishing grounds in Europe. We have the most skilled fishermen in Europe. And I'll explain why people say, you can't make that claim. Of course I do. Because our fishermen have so little fish. To stay legal, they have to be the cutest fishermen underwater, because they have to run away from fish when they catch too much of it.
Yeah.
Because if they catch too much of the wrong fish, they're arrested. And they're criminalized and they're put in jail, and the money is taken off them for up to 50,000 in fines, and their gear is 25,000 in fines. So it doesn't pay a fisherman to be illegally fishing, you know? And there's a lot of mistruths being told about our industry. We fish.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Under the maximum sustainable yield, but other countries aren't catching their quotas, so we never exceed the quotas as a European country. But some countries catch more than they're originally given because they bring in swaps or they trade fish away, try to keep boats legal because there's more fish in the ground of a particular type.
Yeah.
It's a very complex industry. But and we get downgraded for bringing in lads into the country from other countries. There was an incorrect system brought in for an atypical worker system that didn't suit, right? Because it wasn't the same as other atypical schemes. So if a man left the boat, he had to go home and reapply for to come back into the country as a fisherman. If he didn't do that and he joined another boat, then that boat owner was prosecuted for taking an illegal worker on board and accused of trafficking. Now, to reverse that, we have our Taoiseach going over with a bowl of shamrock to Biden, or the president, asking him to regularise the illegals in Ireland, in America.
Mm-hmm.
Not here. Here, you criminalise the person that hires the so-called illegal in our own country. And we've been fighting for a change in those laws since I've been there for the last 5 years. And finally, that is happening. But we get a bad name. I could tell you stories that would make your hair stand on end of what's happening to our industry. And thanks be to God, the likes of the Irish, the Times in New York cover this. I have a French journalist that was speaking to me just before you put me on air now that's going to come over and do a half an hour for a big French TV channel to tell the story of what's happening in Ireland. So we're getting coverage all over the world, and only the likes of yourselves is giving us a chance to tell how bad it is. And this is the last thing I'll say, and you can ask me any question you want to, Gareth. We lost our sugar production in our country, and the price of sugar doubled overnight, right?
Yeah.
And that's going to happen with our fishing industry as well. So when people say, well, this is not going to affect us, there's less money coming into the country. There's less jobs in our coastal communities. The fish that you like to eat will go up in price. It has to. There's going to be less boats. You're going to be paying bigger prices. So this is affecting each and every citizen in our country. And it's wrong. And the reason why I'm saying it's wrong is there are solutions to this problem that we put in front of our minister and in Europe. And it's very simple. Other countries aren't catching the huge volumes of fish that they have in our waters. And under UNCLOS law, United Nations law of the sea, if we were a coastal state, they would be obliged to give that fish back to us. But because we're a member of Europe, it's quantitative voting where our minister go over to Europe and seven other ministers around the table say, no, you are not giving the fish back to you, your own fish in your own waters. And that's crazy. And that needs to be addressed in Europe because we have rights for fishermen enshrined in the treaties and we just need to enforce those laws. But somebody has to go over there and fight for it.
I think you made reference. I read an interview with you probably about a year ago. I think it was in one of the weekend newspapers. And you were talking about the size of, say, the Spanish trawlers compared to our own trawlers. The hauls that they can pull in and the areas that they sweep for fish and the techniques they use, which Irish fishermen can't use. Like, is this what Brexit has done, or does this go back years and years before? Because I remember, like, our milk industry has suffered, our beef industry has suffered, and I know this is a story that has gone on for a long time, and as you say, it's got so bad now that it's intolerable. Where does the minister, Charlie McConnellogue, stand on this? Is he supporting you?
To a certain extent, not to what we've asked for and what we fought for in Europe. So we went to Europe and fought for a change in the European laws in the organisations that I'm on and the executive committees that I'm on. And we put forward proposals that were adopted by the Commission that allowed Ireland to give more money to our fishermen, right? Mm-hmm. One of them was fuel subsidy. In France, they got 30 cent per litre fuel subsidy and are still getting that. We got nothing.
Yeah.
Even though our minister had 5 million of unspent money in the last European Monetary Fisheries Fund that was meant for the fishing, he didn't give it to us. So there are things that the minister can do. And look, he'll tell you what he has done and everything else. I don't agree with him, of course. I think he could have done more. And here's the proof of the pudding. Our industry is being wiped out. Our fishermen are leaving in droves. They have no choice. It's called voluntary. It's not voluntary when the other alternative is that you go out, catch the wrong fish, couple of boxes, and you're arrested.
Yeah.
And your crew get no money. There's big, massive fines. You're in front of a judge again. Like, these people don't deserve that. Anybody that has seen a fishing boat go to sea and see the weather and the climate change that happens and the weather that these boats have to fight for just to get in and get out. They're risking their lives as they are earning a living. They're doing nothing wrong than just doing the job, which is catching fish, and they're being criminalized for it because we don't have the right quotas. Okay. Of course, I think our minister should go more. But if our minister can't achieve it in Europe, it's our Taoiseach's job.
Mm.
And like we've seen in other countries, they veto something else in Europe that has nothing to do with fishing until they get what they want in fishing. Why? Because it's just, it's right, and it is the law of Europe, but they're just not applying it because we're being told there's only one minister representing Ireland. There's seven or eight other ministers. And every time he puts something on the table, under quantitative voting, he's voted down. And he has to come home with his hands in his pockets or his tail between his legs. And that is not from him not trying, Garrett. It's the system they operate. But they have ways of addressing this. And we changed things. We went and we fought with the European Commission, myself, E. O'Donnell and Brendan Byrne recently, on access into Irish waters. And we convinced them that this was right. So they stopped the Norwegian fleet from coming down into our waters, which is outside of the EU, to catch 214,000 tons of blue whiting right up to our 12-mile line, right? We, as a country, get 56,000 tons of that blue whiting in our own waters.
That says it all, doesn't it?
This fish is in our waters.
Yeah.
We own this fish if we were like the UK as a coastal state. Yet we can't seem to get that across in Europe. And I think that we need to bang the table a little harder, and we need to be willing to get up off the table and say, no, we're not agreeing to this. And stretch that out across other areas in Europe to say, listen, we're okay in this area, but you're mistreating us totally in our fishing industry. Why? Because fishing is dying in our country. You're literally killing it. The last way I give an analogy of this, Garrett, and this is very simple. What's happening to the people in the Brazilian rainforest that are being pushed out of their indigenous tribes and being moved off is happening in this country.
Yeah.
Because I would call each individual port like a tribe of fishermen. They have their own customs, songs, shanties, traditions, superstitions in each place, right? They're being eliminated.
Yeah, I'm going to have to leave it there, Patrick. I could listen to you for the rest of the program, but we've got the news coming up. And as I say, if you're interested, look up the New York Times online. There's a fascinating interview with Patrick.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.